Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. God bless your heart and thank you again for letting this old preacher speak into your home and I hope into your hearts. And we've got so much to rejoice over and thank God, and our labors are not in vain. We're laboring in the Lord, and we can see the fruits of our labor already. And that's such an encouragement. That's the human part of it. But we walk by faith, but there's generally some clouds the size of a man's hand before the outpouring, the rain comes. And I often think of that illustration I heard back there. It's supposed to have happened back in Nebraska during the drought years. And they was praying for rain. And one community got together and they was praying in that little old church. And a little girl came and she brought an umbrella. this happened. I said, well, what do you bring it for? She said, well, we're going to pray. It's going to rain. I wish we had the faith of a child, don't you? If we did, do we dare doubt God? Neighbor, let's get our shoulders back and our heads up, and maybe get down on our knees. But let's stand tall, spiritually speaking. He never has failed us, and we're asking him for an awakening among the Native Americans before he comes. Will you join us in that, pastors? Join us, please. Get in on the action. Let's make it a nationwide thing. God's able to do it. Watch it out. Gravelly voice, old hillbilly that don't amount to anything, it isn't because of old Don Klein, but I'm called and I'm God's man, and God takes the broken and the cracked things and uses them. So you can label me cracked, but I know in whom I believe it, and I know I'm called, and I know what I'm telling you is what God's telling me to tell you. Maybe like a voice of one crying in the wilderness. I don't know. And I'm not John the Baptist, and I'm not Paul or Moses or anybody. I'm just old Deke Klein from up back of Scappoose. And I want you to know that we need to see this awakening. So it is. And I'm just delighted. I've told you about that big rig going to Indiana, and I told you about the wonderful response of that big group back there, that church. They're in on it and they're going, and I hope this happens in other places. Just think, they tell me that the Indians are kind of a forgotten item back in that part of the country, but neighbor, we need a nationwide awakening, a nationwide. But it'll start by you and I doing what we're supposed to do. And we never got any more saved than what we lead to the Lord. It'll be worthwhile, but God's up to something big. And I read what that old preacher said. It blesses my heart. I was fighting some struggle because I had gotten pretty big and it was going great. And when the door closed, I shed some tears and God said, get a pick up and start over and I'll bless you. So I had to go from 3 18-wheelers on the road back to a pickup truck. And it broke down after a couple of trips. But God provided. That wonderful old grandson of mine, he's not old, he's 28 now. But he said, Grandpa, you can't rattle around the reservation in that wreck. And he went down and got a brand new Dodge diesel. And it's what you see in the pictures. And he let me use it. Praise God. And so it is. And I'm glad to tell you that we've managed to get everything. All our rolling stock now is in the name of First Nation Ministries. They owe money on it. It isn't all paid for, but it's titled to First Nation Ministries. That Dodge and that wonderful trailer. Well, the fella asked me what I was going to do back there, and I told him, and he said, what are you going to load into? I had an old trailer, and I bought a new trailer by faith. And that man wrote a check. And along the line, we've had to borrow money against the trailer to keep operating. But we got it all back into the name of First Nation Ministries, the 99 Western Star, and then two wonderful 48-foot dry vans, a Fruhoff and a Great Dane, and they're nice ones. They're good ones, and they're in top-notch condition, and the truck is beautiful. And now the Dodge and the Wells Cargo, and we've got a car hauler, and those dear people over at P.D. James's Church, Liberty Bible Church of the Nazarene, when P.D. was hewing it out and building it up back there, bless his heart, he was such a help. He got his team, his men at the church to build a trailer and give it to us, a car hauler, a flatbed. And we just used it for everything. And they did a wonderful job. And the other day we were donated two antique tractors, big ones. They're the old-fashioned kind you have to start with a crank. They're not John Deere's. You don't spin the flywheel. They're Case. But they're valuable. They're collector's items, and in their top-notch condition. But we had to haul them, and we looked it over and took some computations of weight and so forth, and we were able to haul them one at a time. But on our car hauler, that the good Nazarene people of Liberty Bible Church of the Nazarene, I go down the highway and I see that church over there, and I want to tell you, I haven't been inside your doors for a long time, but I praise God for your people in the faith and that pastor that you had by the name of P.D. James. It was such a blessing. And it's all God's equipment in top-notch shape. And we're doing everything we can. And we're getting, our borders are enlarging, you know. It's just wonderful. Japheth prayed, "Oh Lord, bless me indeed, enlarge my borders." He's enlarging our borders, our boundaries, the outreach. And so we're praising him, and it's because of you faithful people. And don't you think for a minute that you haven't been an important part. You said, "Well, all I've done is prayer." Well, that's the most important part. But we know, we're wise enough to know, if we pray, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" He'll probably give us something to do. And we're a group of people, a minding God, and some people with lamentation and sorrow say, "Well, I'm not able to, I can't make it anymore." But I said, just stay right where you are, do what you can. You can pray, and you get our newsletters, and you'll know what's going on. And so that's the way we value our teammates, not just the ones that have given thousands or are giving thousands, but the ones that can't give anything but are praying urgently. And we are praying for churches to get in on this and willing to just join hands. And we're praying that, and God's bringing it to pass. So, blessed be the name of Jesus. I'm so glad he took me in. And I think of what's going on back there at John Bush's church. I'll be telling you about it tomorrow. You listening again tomorrow. There's some excitement there. But isn't this, when things all were settled, we ended up with quite a few trailers and a couple more trucks. And we thank God for it. And we've had to sell those trucks to put, we didn't need them, but we put the money to work where it belonged. But the trailers we kept, the ones that fit our need. And then we had one that was real good, and we're going to tell you about it tomorrow. It's going to be out on the reservation. So, God bless you, dear neighbor. I hope you're enjoying the newsletter. Let us know. And if you have friends, show it to them and ask them if they wouldn't like to get it. All they got to do is phone in and say, I'd like to be on your mailing list. And if you don't like it, why, please do us the courtesy of phoning us again down the line saying, I don't care to get it, and we'll take you off because we don't want to waste even a postage stamp. We're tightwads. It's God's money, and that's how we're operating. So we're giving God the praise and doing the best we can, and we don't claim to be perfect or our judgment, or we don't even claim to be smart. We're just doing our best to seek God's will. Neighbor, anybody with an open mind and a fair mind will have to admit it's a vine of God's planting. It's not a crackpot old man. It's God. So to him be the praise. Thank you for being on the team.
Thank you for listening to First Nation Ministries, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. The ministry also has another need, help with our operating expenses, including radio airtime. Radio has proven to be an excellent way to share our message, and yet there is a cost involved, and it can add up rather quickly. And that's why we ask you, our committed listener, to help us with our radio expenses. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
Please write for the First Nation Ministries newsletter and help us continue to reach the Indian tribes with the message of Jesus Christ through your prayers and financial gifts. Write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can also call us at 503-408-2391. That's 503-408-2391. Or visit our website, firstnationministries.org.